From the streets of Toronto to the backwoods of Bancroft, here's your Moose Country Minute with Mark Bonikoski.
Well, I had to venture out this week to get my monthly chemo injection, which has the nurse in full hazmat gear. She mixes up the chemicals and then prepares to inject those chemicals into me. So you know what's pretty nasty stuff if the nurse is that afraid of getting exposed. It's nasty stuff, but so is prostate cancer. For days after the injections, I get the kind of side effects that are bothersome and occasionally humiliating. No details necessary. Listeners can use their imagination. The Ottawa hospital was locked up tighter than a drum. It was patients with appointments only. I avoided the ER entrance because I didn't particularly want to see what was going on in there. At this writing, there were almost 200 confirmed COVID-19 cases in Ottawa, more than 300 in the Ottawa Valley area, as well as 7 deaths linked to the coronavirus. I bet the annual flu season has heavier numbers than this. On the average year, 3,500 Canadians die from the common flu, but there's no lockdown for that. There's no self-isolation, no hundreds of thousands losing their job, no plunge in the stock market, and no economy taking a beating. Now, I'm not saying all this is a hoax, but I want to be able to go outside and enjoy the great outdoors and not have people staring at me as if I'm the plague incarnate. I'm just a guy out for a walk, a slow walk. No, and I'm not wearing a mask yet, but it's on my list. My sister in Calgary is making some for me. There'll be fancy dancy masks, which is kind of right up my alley. Now that my monthly cancer injections have made me impotent, the least I can do now is look important. Let's see if I can at least do that. For Outdoor Journal Radio, I'm Mark Bonikoski.
Welcome back to the program. Mark has good days and bad days. We're going to stick it out with them.
Yes, good old Mark.
That's the bottom line, because that's what we do. Welcome back to the program. Outdoor Journal, Sports 95.9, Angela Biola, Stephen Labadie, and Derek Brandale. And I want to remind folks, the Fishing Canada show on Global Television Network, Coast to Coast to Coast, is airing as we speak. Exciting episode featuring Mr. Peter Bowman and Steve Nedzwicki traveling to Ivanhoe Lake near Timmins, Ontario, with walleye on the mind, but they've run into some weather issues. Excellent episode, by the way, dealing with weather issues, which most of us are from time to time, certainly during the course of any given fishing season. You're going to be hit with weather problems more than once. This is a great episode to kind of see how you can make the best of it when you're confronted with. It's called Extreme Weather Walleye, airing on Global Television Network, Coast to Coast. If you're listening to us, you might not be watching.
So go to www.fishingcanada.com, click on episode schedule. The next broadcast date's right there.
Okie dokie. That's right, kiddies. Time for a little in-house safety. Our in-house safety expert, his name is Brad Schlorf. Good morning, Brad. Hello, Brad.
Hello.
Hello. I know you and I always have that pregnant pause, don't we, before we start talking?
Just the way the world is.
It's the way the world is. No kidding, eh? The way the world is. How are you doing in these strange days?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, I'm doing a lot of research in here and stuff like that with the change in the crack research department. And you know what? Denmark yesterday relaxed some of their restrictions, and the biggest stampede around was getting haircuts.
Are you serious? I can understand that.
Well, I'd love to go to a haircut stampede right now.
No kidding. No kidding. You and me both. I wish I had hair to go down to a haircut stampede. There's been a lot going on this week. One of the weird things popping up was that the OPP may be charging people on the road who are pulling boats this coming weekend, because that would be considered non-essential travel. Hopefully you looked into it and give us some information on that.
Okay, so sometimes where there's stories, there are alligators in the toilet, but once in a while somebody puts an alligator in a toilet.
I love it.
So, okay. To the best that I can find, and I talked to some of my former coworkers, this sounds like fiction. So there's no lawful restriction that I could find anything about anywhere about restrictions on people traveling. It's non-essential travel. It's just advised not to do that. Some municipalities have passed bylaws making the 2-meter rule in effect. So it's a municipal bylaw, and apparently lots of municipalities have included that in their like social distancing in their bylaw. Ipso facto, if there were two people in a vehicle, then they'd be not within, they'd be less than 2 meters apart. So I'm not sure if some of these things are just getting mixed up together, but merely pulling your boat trailer down the road behind your vehicle is not a violation of anything I can find. So I have trouble believing that that's really true.
You make a good point, though. I mean, you're right. If a municipality has that 6-foot or 2-meter distance law in effect, two people sitting in a car would be breaking that. So if you drive through that municipality, technically you're breaking the law.
Well, and there's just semantics that may piss some people off when I bring them up, but there are certain rights that people have, and in Ontario, in Canada, the police have lots of ability to stop vehicles. There are all kinds of lawful reasons to stop cars. I find it difficult to believe that a lot of police officers would have the time to be seeing two people in a car and think, I better stop them to make sure if they're not related or not. Because, again, you know, even with the social distancing, if it's somebody that you live with in the same house, and again, I can't find anything other than municipal bylaws that it's making it illegal to be not social distancing. Now, gathering more than five people and all that stuff, that's clearly offenses. Like, period. That's different. But, like, two people in a vehicle, I can't really see where, other than municipal bylaw, that's unlawful.
Talk to me about the five people thing. You say that's clearly illegal. What do you mean by that?
Well, there are all kinds of instances that more than five people proximate to each other. The gatherings of more than five people are prohibited.
Okay,
other
what
than
is
funerals,
a
I think, is 10 now.
What is a gathering?
Well, hanging out together real close.
More than, like, closer than 6 feet?
More than five people, yes.
More than five people?
This is intended for things like events or going and gathering all together a bunch of people, so...
So, okay, but that is illegal.
Just that's
so that
illegal.
I have it straight. Because we get asked this stuff like daily now, and it's getting embarrassing because, quite honestly, I mean, it depends on who you talk to and where you research as to what the answers are. So,
and it becomes kind of a real hodgepodge because you've got federal legislation, you've got provincial legislation, and then now you've thrown in municipal bylaws into the mix. So it becomes difficult if you move from one municipality to another, like walking or from one town into another, which things are in effect. And I know, like, everybody's doing their best to get as much information out to people to educate them as possible. And when you start Googling this and you look at what the police approach has been, you heavily see the word education, like telling people you can't do that. And a lot of the things where charges are being laid, it's fairly obvious. So they close parks. Okay, you can't go in the park, period. And then people decide that they want to go ahead and go in there and do whatever they like. You know, there's instances now where people are tearing down the tape on the play apparatus in parks. Okay, well, if someone with the lawful authority, like the municipality, puts that stuff up, that doesn't give you the right to go and tear it down.
Okay, but I've heard that. Now I am confused. So when you say parks are closed, that means that I can't go walk through the park?
There are, actually, the OFAH has published a very effective list of what things are closed, like conservation areas. And you talked about conservation areas just a little while ago.
Yeah.
There are parks that are closed. And again, this is a municipal issue. Some municipalities may permit people to walk through the park as long as they're abiding by their 2-meter social distance and not more than five together. And they've simply closed off the apparatus. So the play apparatus, for quite a while, most places you can't. Kids can't go on that. But other places have just put, like there's a park right across the street from our house, and it's closed. Like there's yellow closed tape on the gates. You can't get into it.
Yeah, I would think that would be a pretty good rule of thumb. If it's got yellow tape wrapped around it, chances are real good. You should not be going in there, right?
So, and remember a couple weeks ago that I said maybe out of boredom from the stuff that you can't do now. I'm going to go down to the shore of Georgian Bay, a couple of real good spots here. I got some spawn out of the freezer, tied some spawn bags. I'm ready to go. My neighbor, who fishes all the time, says, where are you going to go? And I told him, and the two places that are most amenable to doing this are within municipal parks. Can't go to them.
So what does that mean?
So again, your previous discussion about, yeah, it's still legal to go fishing, but you just can't get to the water.
And that's the part I think that is very confusing for everybody. You know, if you've closed up every possible avenue that we have, and the other one I want to talk to you about is boating, but you've closed up every possible avenue that we have available to go fishing, and then you don't close fishing. And not only do you not close fishing, but 2 days ago, the premier went on a Kenora news station and said, hey, let's get out and have some fun. Let's go fishing. Throw your reel and your hook in the water and have fun. That was his direct comment. It's pretty damn confusing. You know, when everything that's available for us to use to go fishing has been closed.
Well, and you know, like a friend of mine said, I got a kayak. I'm going to walk down to the beach. And I put my kayak, I'll walk to the beach, so there's no restrictions on walking on the beach. I'll take my kayak, I'll put it in the water and go fishing. Okay, that's good. But how many people really are going to do that or can do that?
Well, I'm sure there's some. Sure there's some that can do that, but not very many, that's for sure. Brad, what's the word, as far as you know, I don't expect you to have the definitive answer to this. Obviously, there's a word is that, you know, stay away from your cottage. Don't go to cottage country because, you know, we don't want to put any undue stress on the local infrastructure in terms of food and frontline service and all that stuff, right? And we've closed all the marinas and we've closed all the launch ramps, so you can't get your boat in the water anyways. However, we get a lot every day people asking us, what if I live on the lake? What if I've got my own boat ramp at the cottage? Can I go to the cottage, tow the boat to the cottage, and put it in the lake and fish?
Okay, so you know why you get so mixed up on this? Because you just did the classic Angelo thing. You threw in like 77 things at once there to answer.
Keeping you on your toes, buddy.
And it's good that you make it clear to people I'm not the definitive legal expert on anything, and if I don't know the answer to something, I'm happy to make it up.
But perfect.
If you have a, first of all, there's the issue about people going to their cottages and living in the beginning of Ontario's great cottage country and right south of the biggest part of it, the Muskokas. When you see these small municipalities that are having enough problem looking after their own people and they don't need a horde of GTAites heading up to their cottage, where then they get something happens. So, you know, they're already. Fire services, the police, ambulance, and that are already fairly taxed, and they're trying to keep resources available for if COVID-19 gets worse. But they're not big centers anyway. They don't have a lot of stuff. And then people decide that they're going to go to their cottages, and then they got to go to their grocery store by their cottage, which maybe doesn't have the same stock as the great ones in the megalopolis. And it introduces more people into the equation. More people equals more requirements for emergency responders to have to go and deal with things. So that these municipalities that have significant cottage areas are begging people to stay home.
Right.
But if you're at your cottage or you live on, you have a waterfront house and you have a boat launch, put your boat in. Go nuts. In fact, you could probably let your neighbors, as long as they stay 2 meters away from you.
Careful.
Put the boat in at your boat launch if you're nice and neighborly, and then you can go fishing.
Yeah, if you've got a 21-foot boat and one person's on the bow and one person's at the stern, you could probably find 6 feet in there somewhere that you could be apart, I suppose. Just go up by yourself. So technically, there's nothing illegal about putting a boat in the water and going out on the lake.
No, the trick is just where you can do that. So, yes, if you had a private boat launch or there was, you know, there's lots of places, not lots, there are some places where you can back a boat in right off of a road and into the water. Or you can pick up your 14-footer and carry it from the side of the road and put it in. So there's nothing saying that's illegal. They've closed the launch ramps and the marinas to keep people apart.
So while you were talking, our new research department, Uncle Jack Summers just sent us a message, says, cannot walk on any beach in a provincial park, including Wasega. So there you go, for whatever that's worth.
But that's because it's part of the park. It's just like, thanks, Jack. He's right. So all the provincial parks, the national parks, they're all closed. So in Wasaga Beach, a significant amount of the beach at Wasaga Beach is part of Wasaga Beach Provincial Park. So if the park's closed, that means you can't go on the beach.
Perfect. Okay. I think we're a little closer to understanding. Maybe. Not so much.
Dog parks are closed.
Thanks, Brad. Appreciate it, buddy.
See ya.
Bradley Slorf, retired staff sergeant with the OPP, trying to get this whole mess straightened out for us. We will, in time. We'll get it all right. More journal after this. Don't you dare go away.